Over the years, Greg, we've made no secret of the fact that we're a landlocked institution. We have the smallest holding of land of any institute in the country, and it was a priority for us to access any available lands that became available. I suppose we've been pursuing this strategy over the last 3 or 4 years, and specifically within the last 12 months, we've really focused particularly on it, and it's been a very positive outcome today for us.
It's always very important, even if you're a college or an IT, to have a good relationship with your neighbours, and suffice to say, parking was an issue for some time. I presume, at least in the short term, some of this property across from the campus will be used to alleviate parking issues?
Well, I think there's no doubt, you know, there have been a lot of issues regarding car parking in the college, and it has been an issue with local residence groups. We met with the residents just before Christmas to give them some indication of what we were doing and how we were trying to progress this issue. So obviously, as a priority, we'd have to look at that, but obviously you don't buy a 10-acre site of prime property across the road from the Institute and look at that as a car park only. So we have to come up with a new campus development plan. We have to look at how we're going to use that space effectively, but we will in the short term be looking at the car parking issue and how we address it.
In relation to the other larger bank of land, logic would suggest that would be maybe used for sporting, recreational purposes associated with the college?
Yeah, well, I think over the last number of years, the sporting reputation of the college has increased dramatically. We have very successful teams playing at the moment, but we have very restricted outdoor facilities for teams to train and teams to host matches, etc. So therefore, we will be looking at that in association with the student union and how we progress it, and that probably will be the priority for that space in the first instance.